You're listening to Darren Galvin's Thoughts. This is an opportunity for me to document my journey as I go and to share with you any learnings or lessons that I have along the way in business and in life. Well, this is an interesting podcast, to say the least. It's about pushing your comfort zones, making decisions and ignoring those voices in your head. Wow, that was a big achievement for me. So I spent the night in a gay bar with transvestites and gay guys, and I watched a drag act. So how did all this happen? Well, let me share with you. So I am really lacking, I'm really changing how I speak. So you might notice over the next few episodes, I talk differently to how I spoke before. I was about to tell you I lack in confidence. I don't want to keep saying that to myself because I'm really learning about talking about the subconscious mind and how I talk to it. So I don't lack in confidence, and I proved that last night. In the past, I've had challenges when I've gone to events or walked into a bar, gone away on business. I've always been on my own, because I find it really difficult to connect with people. I find it difficult to walk up and say, hey, nice to meet you, my name's Darren. I find it difficult to, have a conversation with someone. So I decided to break this in the biggest way possible ever. In Brighton, which is the gay capital of England, I believe. And I thought, right, how better to break this than a straight guy walking into a gay bar and going in for the purpose of watching the drag act? I love a good drag act, by the way. And if you haven't seen a drag act, I highly recommend it, because I just think they are so entertaining. I watched one during our lockdown period in a car park. That sounds a bit weird, but I did, because it was a big stage thing in a car park where, theatre type thing. Anyway, going back to this, I was walking past this venue, and I walked past three times. I was like, no way am I going in there on my own, no way. And I thought, you know what, sod it, I'm going to do it. I walked in, I ordered a drink, and I walked up to a man in drag, and I'm more classed as a transvestite, and I said, hi, nice to meet you. And I literally just started talking. It was unbelievable. And they were really nice. There was no sleaze. All the thoughts that I had going through my head before I went in were just literally fears that I had made up. I had a conversation. I told them why I was there. I explained that I'm breaking my comfort zones, not just walking into a gay bar, but walking into a bar in general. I wanted to watch the drag act, and I wasn't going to let the fear stop me from doing so. You know, I wanted to just be free. And I think what I'm attracted to with the drag acts and the gay bars and stuff like that is actually the fact that people are really able to express themselves for who they want to be. Now, look, I really don't want to get dressed up in drag. It's not a thing for me. But I'd like to think that if I did, I could, without judgment of myself, fuck everyone else. I'm not interested in their opinions. That's what I'd like to be. But most important, I don't want to judge myself. I want to be free to be who I want to be. Now, I also made some really great decisions. So I've had a bit of trouble over the last few months with smoking. And I've been a couple of months off smoking. And I always find when I'm drinking that that's when it's a problem. So I did have a couple of drinks, talk about that in a minute, but also people were going in and out for cigarettes, and I said, no, that's it, nope, I'm good, fine, I've got my Nicorette, I did use it once, and I was fine, okay? Now, the other thing that I did was, when it came to drinking, I did order a drink when I went in. Now, I wasn't planning to drink. And the reason I wasn't planning to drink is because I am really aware that drink just drains you. If you listen to my voice now compared to what it was yesterday's or the day before's podcast, it's a lot deeper, right? Well, that's from being out and about, having drinks, and obviously raising your voice in a bar and all that kind of stuff. Which means that my energy levels are going to drop, which means I'm not as productive at work, which is not where I want to be. So what I've done is I've gone, right, okay, I have a drink, and then I did continue to drink, but I only had like 4 pints and a rum and coke, which is really minutiae for what I would normally do. But this is the key part. So I made a decision, which anyone who knows me knows that this doesn't tend to happen. I made a decision. It was about 11:30 at night. Now, Brighton will probably go on to 2-4 o'clock in the morning. There's casinos, there's strip clubs. There's, if you want to stay out, you can stay out, right? And I would normally be out to 4 o'clock in the morning. But 11:30 came. I knocked back my drink, well, finished my drink, and said, right, I'm off. Thank you. Say goodbye to everyone and left. That is not Darren Galvin. That's something I've never done before. Why did I do it? So I did it because I wanted to be in control of my own mind and my own decisions. I wanted to say, it's not about, you know, whether I got too drunk. It was more about the fact that I wanted to put a timer on and go, right, no, Darren, you can do this. You can choose not to smoke. You can choose to go home and put your health first. And tonight, I'm going back out. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to choose not to drink. So I'm going to have just as much fun, but without any alcohol. How's that? So this podcast was all about making the right decisions, but also being able to make those decisions. And I want to leave you with one message, and that is live your best life without fear. Do what you want to do. Be happy in your skin, because I really believe that ultimate happiness comes from you living your best life on your terms, how you want to live your life. And I know that because I woke up this morning feeling great. I felt a sense of pride. Thank you. I'll see you at the next episode.